Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 3, The Interview. This section discusses key points about the communication process and techniques. A health interview is a structured interaction between you and the patient. The rules governing this interaction should be clearly outlined and agreed on by you and the patient at the start of the interview. Your mutual goal is the patient's optimal health. Communication carries you and the patient through the interview. Communication is the exchange of information so that each person clearly understands the other. A two-person interaction usually has two roles, sender and receiver. When exchanging information, both individuals engage in verbal and nonverbal communication. Internal and external factors can affect communication. Internal factors are what you bring to the interview. Three internal factors promote good communication: liking others, expressing empathy, and having the ability to listen. External factors relate mainly to the physical setting. You can foster good communication with certain external factors, such as by ensuring privacy, preventing interruptions, creating a conducive environment, and documenting responses without interfering with the conversation. The interview has three phases: an introduction, a working phase, and a closing. During the first phase, introduce the interview. During the working phase, gather data. Start with open-ended questions, which ask for narrative information. Then use closed questions, which ask for specific information in short, one- or two-word answers. During the closing, signal that the interview is ending, which gives the patient one last chance to share concerns or express himself or herself. Also, briefly summarize what you learned during the interview. You can use different types of verbal responses to assist the narrative and help gather data. Each response plays a role in the interview process, but practice is needed to use them effectively and move among them smoothly. Through facilitation, silence, reflection, empathy, and clarification, you react to the facts or feelings the patient has communicated. Your response focuses on the patient's frame of reference. Through confrontation, interpretation, explanation, and summary, your response focuses on your own frame of reference, thoughts, and feelings. To further enhance communication, avoid the 10 traps of interviewing. These non-productive verbal messages include providing false assurance or reassurance, giving unwanted advice, using authority, using avoidance language, engaging in distancing, using professional jargon, using leading or biased questions, talking too much, interrupting, and using why questions. Pay attention to nonverbal modes of communication, which include physical appearance, posture, gestures, facial expression, eye contact, voice, and touch. Nonverbal communications convey messages from the sender to the receiver. Work to develop the ability to read patients' nonverbal behaviors and to monitor your own nonverbal communication. This section presents critical points about communication in special situations. Modify communication techniques based on each patient's developmental stage, including parents, infants, young children, adolescents, and older adults. Learn to communicate effectively with patients who have special needs, such as those with a hearing impairment, acute illness, or intoxication, and those who are sexually aggressive, angry, anxious, violent, or in tears. When a patient comes from a different culture, modify your approach as needed. Behaviors that one culture views positively may have different, possibly negative connotations in another culture. For a patient with limited English proficiency, use a bilingual team member or trained medical interpreter whenever possible. Avoid using a family member or close friend as an interpreter because this violates the patient's confidentiality.